Good morning, it's Commissioner Dennis Frazier with the WTTR Report. Today I have a special guest here, I have Bruce Holstein here, and he'll tell you who he is and what he does. Go ahead, Bruce.
Thank you, Commissioner. I was invited in to talk briefly about the Carroll County Taxpayer Coalition and our opposition to charter government. And that's what I'm gonna do that and answer some questions from Commissioner Frazier.
Well, the questions I have mostly come from the Carroll County Times article that was Saturday, July 27th. And what you said, you plan to force a special election for the Charter Writing Committee. Now, let's first preempt that by saying the Board of Commissioners has not yet decided whether they will stand up a committee to write a charter or not. I'm put that out there. That has not been decided. But if it was to come about that we would stand up a charter, you've already said that you plan to force a special election. Since you don't know who's going to be on the committee, why would you do that?
Very good question. And the answer to that question is we've seen how these committees get formed in the past. We saw where the Board of Commissioners appointed a member of the Democratic Central Committee to the Ethics Board. And then that individual, he voted to allow conflicts of interest where the commissioner or a teacher could become a commissioner and vote to fund their own pay raises. And speaking of the ethics board, the ethics ordinance that was passed saying, well, we know it's defective and we're going to put together a group and we're going to come back and fix it in 60 days. Well, that's about a year ago, and I still haven't seen anybody come back to fix the ethics ordinance. And lastly, you have the chairman of the Democratic Central Committee running the Solid Waste Advisory Council. So I got to ask why we have Democrats being appointed by Republicans and these board members. One more was the Combined Education Committee, and that had a lot of union people in it and also Democrats, and they had more votes for a tax increase than there were people on the committee. And the way that happened was one of the union guys just put a whole bunch of stickers on one item. And that was caught on tape, and he didn't realize it. So our level of confidence in the kind of people that would be appointed to a charter writing board is that they would be big government people, and they'd want to spend a lot of money that we don't currently spend. So that's why we, exercising our Maryland constitutional right, to nominate our own candidates, that we could write the charter if we got that far.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. First thing I want to say, if I look at people, and I have in my 4.5 years as a county commissioner to put on different commissions and boards and so forth, I never look to see whether Republican or Democrat. I just look at what their qualifications are for the job, because I would like to try to get the best person for the job. And the second thing is, let's say we stand up a committee and the commissioners take nominations, anyone who would like to be on that committee would send in their names and qualifications and so forth. I'm not sure exactly how we're going to do it, but let's say it follows that process. And we put out a committee with 9 people on it. I would say maybe after you saw that committee, you might say, whoa, there's this, there's that, and maybe, you know, I'll do this and that. But before it's even stood up, Let's give it a chance first. Let's look at the committee first. If, like, again, I'll keep having to say this because it's very important, we haven't voted to stand up the committee yet. But if we do, just let's see who's on the committee. It might be everyone you love was on that committee. You don't know who's going to be on there. But, you know, I'd like to, in my personal feeling, I'd get a cross-section of people on a committee if we do that. And, again, I don't look on the commissions and boards that I've had a hand in selecting so far. I don't look about Democrat or Republic. This might be different because I would like to see some Democrats and Republicans on this committee. That's just my opinion.
Okay. We have a time limit of 60 days from the time the Board of Commissioner votes to establish a charter writing committee. And we would have to gather 2,000 signatures. Valid signature. So it means we'd have to gather more than that because there's always some that are going to be erroneous. So we have a time frame. I can't sit here and wait and go, oh, well, we're going to wait 47 days. And then now we're going to say, oh, well, yeah, we need to run some candidates. That isn't, that isn't a viable option for us.
Right. The time frame is very tight on you, and I do understand that. And I do see that. So you might have – so I think what you're saying – I didn't mean to cut you off. But I think what you're saying is you might have some people waiting in the wings just in case. So you're ready to go.
We have 9 names ready to
go.
We're ready to go.
For next year.
Well, for this year. I don't know if they'll all still be here next year with the 9.
If it happens. Right. So you have names ready to go, which I guess is a very smart way to do it, because you're prepared if you see the committee and it has people on it that you don't – that you different people should be on, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And is that the way you're looking at it?
Well, we have to come up with 9 names, according to my reading or my understanding of the Maryland law.
Well, I don't mean to cut you off, but I don't think you have to come up with all 9. If you wanted 3 or 4 different people on it that weren't on here, I think you could come up with 3 or 4. But I'm not positive.
I'm not either, okay, because when I've been talking to the Board of Elections since December about this, they still don't understand all the ramifications of it. They've been doing a lot of research, and I'm not criticizing them. They've been giving us information as they get it, but it's not totally nailed down yet. So we have another year,
right,
so that all this can be flushed out and we will know more. But I did want to say this.
Go ahead.
I have an email here from Commissioner Boucher addressed to me, and it says, "My advice to you is to embrace the fact that Carroll citizens will write a constitution by the people and for the people. Therefore, focus on how you can influence its writing so all your concerns are met." Well, that's what we did, because if we write the charter, if we get enough votes and we get our people in there, we will write it so all of our concerns are met. And then he finishes up, "Friendly warning. This opportunity and advice will most certainly not be available to you by publicly fighting it. You will be viewed as a pariah and ostracized from the process." Now, one minute, one of these things, get in there and so you can influence its writing, but if you don't do it my way, then no, we're going to ostracize you from the process. That's political double talk to me. So that's why we did what we did.
Right. I don't want to speak for Commissioner Boucher, what he meant in that email, because I don't know what he meant when he said that. I have my own feelings, but I'm not going to say what I think he meant. But there is one other comment, and believe it or not, we're running short on time already.
Okay.
One other comment that was in there, and it says, talking about you putting 9 people out and having to vote and so forth, and it says, "And if we win, I promise you the forces pushing charter, they're not going to like what we write." Why would anybody, even on a committee, write a charter that people didn't like? I don't understand.
No, it's not that the people wouldn't like. The whole thing behind this, from our perspective, is that charter is being pushed to create a county executive job, a high-paying, powerful county executive job. And we've seen the results of that in Baltimore County. 6 months after the guy gets elected, he found out, we have to have an $81 million tax increase. You got a county executive in Frederick County who threatened her employees, "If you speak to a council member, I will fire you." Now, that's not the way government should run. And we don't want that in Carroll County. Nothing like that.
Go ahead. So I'm thinking.
Sorry. That's it.
Okay. I hate to cut you off, but we are so short.
Okay,
I got you.
But
I'm thinking that it's more to do with the person in the position. I mean, if you had a great person in position, maybe they wouldn't do the things that you dislike. And
yeah.
I can't speak for that. But, you know, it's more to do with maybe the person in the position.
Well, there's a saying, power corrupts, and absolutely,
right.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Just remember, all this
it's too powerful
all this is
a job. It's too powerful
mind.
Of a job. I'm sorry.
Keep
it's just
okay.
It's too powerful
all right.
for
but,
one person,
now,
in our view.
Right. And the fact is, we haven't stood up a committee yet. We haven't put the people together. But once a committee is stood up, we, the commissioners, don't have any influence, basically, on what they will write. It could be a county executive. It might not be. Charter government does not require a county executive. My personal opinion, I am for a county executive. But that's me. I'm not going to be involved in writing the charter. We have 20 seconds left. I'm going to say thank you very much for coming. I appreciate your comments. Remember, this will be going out on the air on Sunday morning. Not this Sunday, but. And that's all. Thanks for coming. Until next time, it's Commissioner Frazier signing off.